I'm going to follow in the next 20 or 30 lines the version of the Shari Torah's Eretz Yisroel. As you see, there are many, many long and verbose commentaries here on the page. So that means it's a difficult passage. And I'm going to use the Shari Torah's Yisroel, who basically solves everything by changing basically almost every single word in the next 15 or 20 lines. Okay? That should not faze us. We do that all the time in Yerushalmi, right? Now, we have to think about this conceptually, therefore, and not so verbally. Me'ayom imezi. If a guy says about a get, which he's giving to his wife, it should be a get from today, if I die. Now, if I die is the same as saying when I die. I'm going to use if and when interchangeably, but it says, me'ayom from today, if I die. Right? Predated from today, right. Or from now, which is the same thing as saying, me'ayomi meisi, if I die. Hareze get, that's a valid get. Why? Because that get takes place when? When is the get taking actually place? What? Now, today, right. Me'ayom, me'akshu, right. When she receives it. Now, however, if he says, me'ayomu l'achar meisi, if he says from today and after my death, right, not with my death or if I die or when I die, rather after my death, ain't no get, it's not a get. The question is why the distinction? In both cases, he said, me'ayom. Yet in the first case, he said, when I die, and now he's saying, after I die. So the second case says, no good. Now here, we should immediately put in a machlokas. There's a Shai Terasel throws in, Tani Rebbe Omer Hareza get. Rabbi says it is a valid get. Even if you say from today and after my death, it still is a valid get. Okay? Why? Makes sense, because it's effective today. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make what the conditional clause is as long as the get is effective immediately? Amar Rabbi Yudan. Rabbi Yudan said, instead of Rabbanin, the next word should be Rabbi. Rabbi and Rabosenu both ask questions on the Tanakhama of this Mishnah. They ask a question on our Mishnah. They both ask questions on our Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah said, if you take a look back at the Mishnah a minute, the Mishnah said, could I turn back to the Mishnah? Alocha Gimel, beginning of you see the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Zegitech Meisi, this is your get it when I die. Zegitech Mecholi says, your get it when I expire from this illness. Zegitechlachmi says my get after my death, lo marklum. It's not valid, right? Mayom imesi, from today, if I die, or when I die, me'achshav imesi, I raise a get. Mayom alumilachmi sasi, eno get, right? From today and after my death, it's not a valid get. The imesi, if he does die, choletz is lo misi abemis. So in essence, the line we just quoted is a line from our Mishnah. So Rabbi and Rabbi Seinu are going to ask on our Mishnah, which is the line we just quoted, how come mayom alachamosi doesn't work? Okay, so now let's start. Mesivin, it says here, Mesivin Rabban and the Rabboseinu, the Shai Terasol changed that to Rebbe asks on Rabbona. Okay, Rebbe asks on the rabbis the following. He says, Lama atun omrin hareis again. Why do you say in the case where he says Mayom im Mosi, from today when I die, it's a valid get? Why in that case is a get? Begin the Omar im? Is it because he said, when I die? Nah, that can't be the reason. Vaha, because I'll prove that to you, Vaha says you're safer, but it should be Resha. The beginning of the Mishnah, which we just saw, says im, right, v'im, v'atun Omar im eno get. There, since he didn't use the word me'ayom in the beginning of our mission, just said, this is your get when I die. It's not a valid get, right? So obviously, im is not a factor which leads to leniency. The fact he said when or if is not a factor which leads to leniency. What, therefore, must be the factor which generates leniency? Ela begin do amar me'ayom. It's because you said from today or me'achshav, from now. If that's the case, of, so too, should be ana, I. Cain East should be Lee. I hold also. Me'ayom Iker. Me'ayom is primary. So what if me'ayom is primary? That means that even if he says me'ayom o'achar meisi, from today after I die, since he said mayom, and that's the primary thing we're looking for, so that should validate the get. That should make the get a valid get. Okay, now, the flip side of that, atop me'mal v'amral, the flip side of that is mesivin, and here it says mesivin, I'm sorry, here it says mesiv rebbe, it should say mesivin rabosenu, l'rabaran. The rabbis also asked, they asked on the Mishnah as well, said, l'manatun amrin, why do you say, it says here, einon get, but it should be, why is a harezah get? In the case where a guy says, me'ayom im mesi, from today with my death, why do you say it's a valid get? Because he says me'ayom, right? That's what you say? Must say because he said me'ayom. Can't be! Now bear in mind, the rabbis are attacking this from the other side. Rebbe said, if you say me'ayom, basically what Rebbe said is, if you say me'ayom im misasi, from today with my death is valid, so too me'ayom l'achem misasi should also be valid as well. There should be no distinction. Rabbanan are going to come at it from the other side. They're going to say, if you're going to say that Mayom ul achar mosi is not valid, then it should say Mayom imosi is also not valid. You're going to say from today and after my death is invalid, so too from today with my death should also not be valid, right? So again, instead of Mesiv Rebbe, Mesivin Rabbosein Rabbanan, our rabbis asked the Rabbanan, Lomatun Amran, why do you say, it says Eino, but it should be see, Hareis Aget. Why do you say me'ayom im mesi is a valid get? Because begin to amar me'ayom? It's because he says me'ayom? That cannot be. Aprutia not. Why v'ha? Here it says v'ha reisha, but it should be v'ha seifa. The end of the Mishnah, the very end says me'ayom and lachar mesi. It says there, he says me'ayom, he says lachar mesi. Atun amin, you say in that case, it says hareis aget, but should be eino get. You say in that case it's not a valid get. There was the case in Mishnah where you say me'ayom, that's not a valid get. Me'ayom l'achem misasi. Allah, so it must be that what is the mitigating factor, or what is the factor which begin to amar im, right? In other words, when you say im, so that's the factor which makes it permissible. Of that's case, so too it should be anon. We also Islon, instead of Lee, we also hold that im is ikar, that im is primary. So if im is primary, so therefore, if you say, I think I said it wrong before, what Rabbanan's question is, I apologize. Now I'll get it right, because we're up to the question now. Now it's a punchline. He says, so therefore, if you say im is primary, so even if you drop the mehayoyim, if you say that should also be a valid get. In other words, Rebbe's question was, he looks at the factor as being whether you said me'ayom or not, from today or from now. If you said me'ayom, therefore Rebbe says it should work regardless of whether you said me'ayom im mesi or me'ayom l'achar mosi, no matter what. Rabbana, the factor is whether you, when you said im, with, or if. Again, it could be either one. So they say, well, if that's the factor, so then even if you drop the mehayoyim, the im mesi should be okay by itself. As long as you didn't say la'achar mesi. Okay? So they say afterwards, the im by itself should work. So both of them are attacking the rabbis on our Mishnah. The rabbis on our Mishnah said, don't seem to have a consistent view of what is the criterion. Is the criterion me'ayom, from today, or is the criterion im, if or when? And since neither of them, so there, the Rebbe picks the criterion of me'ayom, and Rabbanan picked the criterion of im, but it seems that the rabbis and Mishnah have no consistent view about that. Okay? Says Amara, Taman Mechalfin. There, they switch, and Taman means always in Bavel, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael. Mechalfin, they switch to Machlokas, Rebbe, and Rabbanan. That Rebbe holds that the factor is im, and Rabbanan holds the factor is me'ayom. Rebbe holds the factor is if or when, Rabbanan holds the factor is from today or from now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yassin, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, V'Rav, Tarvei Nomi, Rabbi Yassin, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav, they both said that they both said, Divrei Rebbe, the words of Rebbe, now here it says Taman, but and the next little line it says Dehacha, but the Shaita Eretz Yisrael changes it, he flips it. He says, Divei Rebbe Tahacha, the words of Rebbe here in Eretz Yisrael, Du Rabbanan Taman is the words of Rabbanan over there in Bavel. Right? Meaning, became a Shamar Mehayom. Once you say Mehayom, if you say that it takes effect today, Kamish Shamar Amanas, it means that the get is contingent upon death, but the primary factor which makes it effective is the Mehayom. So therefore works even if you said Mehayom Alachamosi, because that's only a condition, but the effective date of the get is now, so therefore works no matter what. Rabbi Zir, Boykum Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Zir, Asaf Rabbi Yasa, Amenas Im Mesi, Amenas Larchamisa. Does Amenas work only if he said Amenas with my death? Or even he said Amenas after my death? Amar Lei, so he said Amenas Im Mesi. And it's actually very consistent with our Mishnah, but not consistent with Rebbe, which means that even in Amenas, even if he didn't say Mayom, or he didn't say Ma'ach, he didn't say from now, he didn't say from today. But he used another language, the other language, which would seem to be a stronger language, indicative of the fact that one thing is primary in generating effect, and the other thing only generates a clause. If he said, it is a get on the condition that I die, right? Nevertheless, if the condition is after death, the get is invalidated by that. Okay, we don't know yet why. But the condition, we will know in a few lines. But the even when it's clearly relegated to a condition, and therefore of secondary importance, nonetheless, the get is invalidated by such a condition. This is the opinion of rabbis in our Mishnah. Rabbi disagrees. Okay? Rabbi B'Shem Rav said, Rabbi's name of Rav said differently. He said, Divrei Rabbi, and here again the Shartar so flips the Hachan Tamon. Divrei Rabbi Tamon. Rebbe, the Rebbe, according to the Babylonian version, to Rabbanan, the Hacha is like the rabbis here in Eretz Yisrael. How so? Mikay Manchamar, according to that version, Mikay Manchamar, if he said, it says here, Me'ayoyim, well, that's a mistake, because obviously according to the other side, the Me'ayoyim is not the factor. Mikay Manchamar, La'achar Misa, once you said after death, Kimisha Amar, it's as if you said, I'm sorry, and here again, Shaitar still changes. It says, Kimisha Amar Lachamisa, he said, change that, Shalom Amar Me'ayom. It was if you said, because remember, the Rabbanon in Eretz Yisrael held that the factor is the Im. And Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds according to the Babylonians. And therefore, what in essence it means is that if a guy said, Im, it should work. If he says Im Mesi, it works. So why is it working if he says La'acha Misa, right? Even if it says Me'ayom, because the La'acha Misa delays the effectiveness of the get until after death, and therefore it's invalidated. Okay? So again, they hold theoretically, we're one to have made the get effective in a way which has a condition attached of with my death or after death, it might still work. But since they hold that the Rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael, who Rebbe according to the Babylonians held, is that the whatever you said lachar miso on any part of your statement, that in and of itself wrecks the get. Okay? Even if you said Me'ayom Alachar Misa, that wrecks the get. Because it only can work if I said if or when I die, but not if I said after death. Okay? Now we still don't know the reasons. And we're going to throw another issue into the pie here. But that's the end of all the gears are changes. Tamatina learned over there. Hakosin the Chosil of Anam. So he writes all his property to his children. He writes it all over to his children. Tzorach Sheikhtav has got to write. Me'ayom ulachamoso. Yes, right. Takes effect today and after his death. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and I'm sorry, Yossi says you don't have to write Me'ayom, it's effective today. Why is that? My time is Rabbi Yossi. Not because you don't have to make it effective today. You do have to make it effective today. But Zmanu Shushtar Mochiachulav, the date of the document suffices in lieu of Hayom. You don't actually have to write the words Hayom, you just have to write the date in the document that suffices. Be that as it may, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochim, now we come to the punchline. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochim oil uvda kumi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochim brought the whole sugi we just learned from Rabbi Yochanan, based on our mission. He said, I don't understand what's going on. We just said, if you're giving a gift, you write the document to say it works from today and after my death, and that's a valid form of death, of a gift, right? Yet, on the other hand, we said in our Mishnah, except according to Rebbe, we hold that from today and after my death is not a valid get. Why? Why by a gift does it work, and yet by a get it does not work? Very basic and important question, right? Question which really underlies everything we learned till now. So says the Gemara, Chavrai B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Eino Israto. Chavrai and Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not the same pathway. Israto in Aramaic means a path or a road. They're not going on the same road. In other words, there's a fork in the road. The cases are different.
Let me just make a notation here because it's something which I saw.
Okay, so Rabbi Zeir B'Shem, why? Rabbi Zeir B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, Eino Kikid, Eino Kamatona. Same thing. It's not the get and matzah, not the same thing. Why is that? Now we finally come to the punchline. Amra Eilor Eilor Seb Ben Matona. Very cool distinction, actually. Very fine. Amra Eilor Ben Matona became a chara me'ayom. Once by a gift, once you said this should take place from today, matzah gemuro. It's a total gift from today. So what does the condition do? Why do you say me'ayom la'achamisa? Lays the dover kasa ba la'achamisa. Why do you say it only should be effective after death? So he can still retain, the father can still retain the rights to eat the food as long as he's alive. His kids don't pour, turn him out and put him in the poorhouse, right? So he wants to retain the right to eat food as long as he's alive. But the title of the field he's giving immediately. Okay, and that works by a gift of monetary, you know, of land. You can draw a distinction. You have the title. I still retain the right to eat the fruit. That works. That's legitimate. Okay. However, begitten by get, nikamech kasa mayom. Once you wrote mayom, the get should take effect immediately. Karusu. That should be a severance, right? The get should be severance. So leizad ever kasa balachamisa. Why did you make condition say but only takes effect after death? Leshayer lagufa. You know why he left that? Because you want to have still rights over your wife. What do you mean? I don't know if you want to actually have relations with her, or you just want to have, you know, some kind of rights over her. Well, actually, the rights of having relations. I guess that's really what it is. And therefore, that's not a valid get. Because by a get, there's no such thing as get and retaining a relationship with the wife. And that's a critical component. We haven't really seen that getting yet explicitly, but it is later in the getting. You need always have to have gruskita. A get must be a complete and total severance. By a gift, you can give the title of a gift to retain achilas peros and retain the right to eat fruit. But by a get, you cannot give a get and retain some wifely relationship with her or husbandly relationship with your wife. And therefore, mayoyim ulacha moisi works by matona. You give him the title now and achilas peros lachar zman. Mayom al-Khamosi does not work by get because you cannot give the wife the title now and still retain the marriage bond to some extent. It's got to be severed lock, stock, and bound now, otherwise it doesn't work.
So even if it wasn't after it would still be invalid, as you said, after 3 months?
No, because then it's going to be after 3 months. That's a good point. If he said from today and after 3 months, so after 3 months there'll be severance, right? But here, when will the severance ever take place? Only after the husband's death. But that means marriage lasted a lifetime, literally speaking, right? You can't. So if the severance would take place during the husband's lifetime, that would make it a valid get. But if the severance is not going to take place until the marriage is terminated by other means anyway.
Oh, so you say like 10 years, then you're going to live 10 years.
No, that's good enough. You don't. But that's considered to be, if it's time length as opposed to life length.
You say like
25 years.
99 years.
Yeah, you could say 99 years. It'd still be a valid get. That's right. But if you said lachamosi, I mean, I don't know if 99 years, but you know, as long as it's a reasonable amount of time, you could say that. That's taka true. Yes. Okay? Because at some point it'll be severed. Armalei, I'm Rabbi Boone. So in the fourth line from the bottom now, Arabu Barkana Kumi Rebbe Rebbe Ile. Wait a minute, maybe it's like he was didn't want to retain husbandly, wifely rights over her. He just wanted to take my siddur. He wanted to retain the right to her handiwork, which is a cash right. Armalei, so he said, he has no such thing. We can't never found a woman who's married to Reuven and Shimon has the right to her handiwork. In other words, once you're divorced, you can't retain rights to her handiwork anymore. If you're retaining rights to her handiwork, it's a sign that you still want to exercise husbandly rights over her. So that means your get is invalid. Vava Rabbi Zira Mikalisa, Rabbi Zira, so when he heard Rabbi Eli give the Svara and defense of his Svara, Rabbi Zira praised him. But Savachle, and he called him Bani Adaraisa, a builder of Torah, which obviously was a great honorific in those days. Says Mar, now, after Get Shichur came, by Get Shichur also we say, interesting thing, interesting parallel, by releasing a slave. You say, this is your release. Now, he's a slave, and you say, this is your release for now after 30 days. I'll die to the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, to get when? I raise again, to get when? Immediately. I'll die to the Rabbanan, ain't a get. According to Rabbanan, it's not a get. Not right now, but when will it become a get? In 30 days. Because Rebbe always holds, may Ayoyim and may Achshav make the effective date immediately, right? Rabbanan hold, even though you said Mayom Me'achshav, but when's the effective date? 30 days hence. According to Rabbanan, you could also construct a clause which will make the effective date immediately and make it conditional. But this is not the way to do it. It's not through Mayom or Me'achshav, but rather through Amanas. Right? Amanas is a condition. It's explicit language of condition. So therefore, when you said Mayom Me'achshav, that's a question, according to Rebbe, that's considered to be to make the 30 days conditional and the effective date is immediately. When I bought on, it's not conditional and the effective date is 30 days hence. And until those 30 days elapse, you could still renege on the deal. Okay? Says the Gemara, Abba Hefker came. The same thing is true by Hefker. Sadi muv keres. Hefker means when I relinquish ownership of my field. Hefker. Probably it's spelled with a pay here. It's spelled in the Yushan, it's spelled with a base. Right? I say my field is now relinquished from now after 3 days. I'll die to Rebbe Mufkeres, coin Rebbe, it's Hefker. I'll die to Rabbana, coin Rabbana, any Mufkeres, it's not Hefker. Now the truth is, we always paskin like Rebbe, except by Gittin. By Gittin, I don't paskin like Rebbe, but I always paskin like Rebbe that Almanastami. Anytime we say me'achshav, it's like goyim me'almanas. It makes it a conditional clause, as opposed to delaying the effective date. But I think, I didn't look up that law, and to be honest with you, I might be lying about this. But I think that in our Mishnah, it said, mayom ul'acha moisi, we do paskin that way. It's not a valid get, because by getting, when you make a condition of that sort, it's to retain some sort of ownership in your wife, and that doesn't work. I think that's the case. I'm not sure if I can find it quickly. Let me just see if I can find it quickly. It sounds good, but I don't know. Yeah, that's right. I'm correct. I read the way Shulchan Aruch passes the raising itech me'achshav me'yom l'achar misa is. It's interesting. Let me read you halacha bay. Let me read you all three halachas here because it's interesting. I raise the gitech imesi. This is your get when I die. Oh, I raise the gitech imesi because there is your get when I die from this disease. Raise the gitech lachemis is your get after death. Ain't no get. It's not a valid get because he didn't say me ayom, right? And there, and again, this is like, we didn't say me'ayom, so it's indefinite, right? Yesh mishu safek, some say it's a safek, how we pask in this case. Harezitech me'ayom, from today, in Macy, with my death, or me'achshu Macy, or from now, if with my death, harezitech, it's about get, because like we pask, because of the me'ayom. And when the guy dies, she's divorced retroactively. For Yosef Tov, it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch says it's better, they should say from now, because if he says from today, when he dies today, right? It's not clear. Maybe he only meant at the end of the day should be divorced. Then get lachem, it's no get after death. Now, the next halacha is our halacha. Raising tech mi'achshav or mi'ayom ulachar misa. Right? So you get from now or for today and after death. Lumeis and he dies. I raise a suffix mugureshus. We don't know if she's mugureshus or not. Shema achar sh'amar mi'achshav. Maybe I have to say mi'achshav. Chazer bo milosha mi'achshav. Because he still wants to retain some wifely, you know, rights over her. So therefore, v'som chadayt ulachar misa really intends to take place after death. Okay? Assimilate, and the Gemara says, last few lines for the Mishnah, af behektish kein, so to by hektish. Do we say, well, actually, it's a question. Af behektish kein, do we say the same thing by hektish? That it's machlokas, says more no. Kol ha-mamoide, everybody concedes. Ba-mi-rasu le-gavokim, si-rasu le-hedjot. When you say you're going to give things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like you give it to, it's like giving to a commoner. So meaning, from the time you made it, even according to Rabban, it takes place immediately. It doesn't lapse. No, we don't give any 30-day lapse. The 30 days might be conditioned, but the gift is immediately. Okay? Ab Kiddushin Kain, what about by Kiddushin? We say the same thing, that it's also conditional 30 days. Ashkatane, they found the Rebbe Omer Mekudesh, the Kiddushin Gemurin. The Kiddushin is is immediate, according to Rebbe, but the assumption is that Rabbanan argue, Rabbanan say also, it only takes place after 30 days. Okay? Says the Mishnah, Aloch HaDalat. Azegitech me'ayoyim imesi. This is, by the way, good evening. Oh, so dressed up. I can't deal with you when you're dressed up like that. It's almost never wears. What?
That's why I'm in the back.
We learn, obviously, and not tomorrow night, and not Thursday night. Then, next week, in Yiratz Hashem, we'll learn Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Not Thursday, and I'm not and probably not the entire following week. Although, the entire following week, we may learn Thursday the following week after that. But, certainly, next Thursday, and then the following Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're not learning. Okay? So, plane take vacations, that's a good time. Says, next is Saturday. This Motzei Shabbos Nachmo, or the one after that. Okay, for a week or 2 weeks? Zeyitech me'ayomi Macy, Micholi Zeh. This is your get from today. When I die, or if when they're interchangeable from this illness, the thing is, the guy, he didn't die. He got up, and obstinate fellow, he got up and he walked around the marketplace, and then he got sick and died. He got sick again and died. Only so we have to check him out. If he died because of the for initial illness, I raise a get, because he did die because of that illness. If not, ain't no get, it's not considered to be a valid get. Now, this is very interesting halacha. She should not seclude himself with him unless they're Edim present. Now, the Edim are not Edim on the seclusion, but rather Edim that nothing goes on between the two of them. Because if something goes on between the two of them, it cancels the get. In other words, if after having written your wife a get, you live as husband and wife with her, you have to start from scratch. The get is canceled. Okay? It's like Sota, right, similar in that respect. So therefore, Lo Yisari Mo'el Elvi Nehem means there should always be somebody present. even a slave or maidservant. Except for her maidservant, because her heart is too familiar, accustomed to her shivcha, and therefore maybe there'll be something going on between the two of them, even if her shivcha is present in the room. My bosom, what's your status during those days between the time the get is issued and the time that the guy dies? She's a married woman. Rabbi Yosef, she's in a twilight zone. Somewhat divorced and somewhat not divorced. Acha Greeson. Now, this guy said, if I die because of this illness, it's a valid get, right? And then he eat Greeson Lagasa, he ate a large dish of bean porridge, and he dropped dead. Okay? So, Kamisha Mesa Sakholi, that's not considered to be a bona fide cause of death, and therefore we say he must have died of the initial illness, whatever that was. Okay? No, it depends on the next line. Top of Membezma, Pundukos Atzmon, if he ate not the beans, but the husks of the beans, Pundukos like literally means little motels. I mean, it's bean motels. You know, like pea pots. So he ate the pea pots, the Vilomad, and then he didn't get up, meaning he died from that. So it's a pea pot porridge. Some people say it's another Pundukos, it's a specific type, but not the pods. I like the shot that it's the pods. So even Lomad Kamishlo Mates Milzokhle, then it's he didn't die because of that death, the initial illness, he died because he ate the pods. Okay? E Macy Micholiza, a guy said, if I die from this illness, it'll be a get. Vinafala Gaga, but he was stricken by a tidal wave. Oshinoshko Nakosh. Or bitten by a snake. Ain't no get. It's not a valid get. Shlomeis mil sochol. He didn't die from that death, from that illness. In law mati michelu said, what if, however, if you phrase like this, says, if I don't rise from this illness, then it's a valid get. And then, v'nofo lav agal, a wave fell upon him, or he's bitten by a snake. Hareiz again, in that case, it is a valid get. Because only shlomeis mil sochol. Right? He didn't get up from that illness. He didn't die from the illness, but that wasn't the condition. The condition was he shouldn't rise in that holy, right? In that death. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov, Tani, we learned Afa Mesukar. This is going back to the Mishnah. I should actually put a little dot in my Gemara. Tani, Afa Mesukar. In our Mishnah, it said that you shouldn't seclude yourself with your wife after having given her a get, right? Even if you are in an imminent state of danger, right? Of dying. You can't seclude yourself because one can never dismiss the Nelson Rockefeller factor. Okay? And that's what it says. Okay? I assume most people here are aware of the Nelson Rockefeller factor. He died... What? He died of a heart attack in a compromising position, as far as I recall. So that's correct. Right? What? Actually, the only New Yorkers know that. As the president of France, I was just listening to the tape in the 1890s, who also must have been more than one president of France who died that way. But anyway, there's a famous case like that. So, David, I'm Rabbi Yaakov Barach, and then Rabbi Yaakov Barach said, Taka Maiso Haya, the talk of such a case, Bahain Shabal, a guy who had relations with his wife, after having issued a get, right? Mace, he died. And Shlom HaMeil Socholi, people who saw, said, well, it must be valid get because he didn't rise from that illness. But in fact, it was an invalid get. Why? Because he had relations with her between the time he wrote the get and the time of its effect. Okay? So, it's always a danger. So now the Gemara goes on and continues. An evident Shivcha belief to say that, you know, there's no hanky-panky going on between a husband and wife. Says Mark, no, we don't need their nemunus. You're missing the point, says Mark. We don't need their credibility. Rather, yodim heim or edim shebishor shnis yachtoimo ha'ishoyer sham eve v'shivcha. This is probably a little bit of excess verbiage here, but it means that they know if there's somebody present in the room to restrain themselves. We don't need the nemunus of the edim later on to come and say nothing occurred. Rather, we need that there should be a deterrent, and the evidence shivcha serves as a valid deterrent. It's a chaperone, not a witness, right? Kiyadah. Now, it's like this. Now, this is actually, according to Bnei Moshe, is a separate statement. And it's much easier, even though it says kiyadah, which usually means it, the previous statement is like this. It's actually a separate statement. It's easier to learn like the Bnei Moshe. Kiyadah, nisyachtim ovif neishnayim. Now this is if he actually went to seclusion with his ex,
She should have been ex-wife. He wrote her again. But then he went to seclusion with her, and he said, now the two people were standing outside the door. They saw him go into the motel, into the room with her. She needs another get. Why? Because the first get, we say, was invalidated by the seclusion. We don't know what went on behind closed doors. But in fact, we know the seclusion took place in front of two witnesses. In and of itself indicates that there's a problem here, and they have to write a new get. However, now this is a very big chiddush. I don't recall this from the Bavli. A couple of things we saw tonight really are not in the Bavli, but this is a very interesting chiddush. Be'echad, if only one person saw them going to seclusion, and a tzrichay menu get sheni, they don't need a second get. And the reason, the Pnei Moshe says an amazing reason. He says that the reason is that the way the Pnei Moshe learns it, I don't know if I agree with him about this, but he says, we need to have, in order to cancel the get, we need to have Biel Hashem Kiddushin. Right? Now, this is, let's do, what we talk about here, we're talking about it here where the get was written, it was given on condition, right? It's forgiven on condition that it's a vow get from today if I die from this illness, right? So what cancels the get, according to Pnei Moshe, when it's valid, actually, you know, I think I do like it, a valid Biel for the purpose of marriage. So then, the get took effect, but then you remarried her by this by having relations with her. But in order to marry a woman, the marriage has to take place in front of witnesses. So witnesses don't have to see the bia, but they have to see the yichud, right? So if we need how many witnesses to witness the yichud?
Two.
Right. So therefore, if the only one witness witnessed the yichud, it doesn't cancel the get. It's a very interesting svara. Okay? Now,
because the
Sota,
when she secretes herself, she
bound the
two witnesses.
No, one. There's a special halacha by Sota. If there are two, she gets divorced without a ksuva. If there's one, then he goes through the waters. Okay? So in any event, so says Omar, what about Be'echo B'sharas Be'echo Ben Arbaim? One witness saw her secluded in the morning with her husband, and another saw her secluded in the afternoon with her husband. Okay? But it wasn't two at the same time. So Zeya Maisa, this is such a, the Maisa, Mishal Rabbi Lazar Ben, it should be Lazar Ben Tadoi. So it says, actually, Mesech the Saita, where the Sugi appears as well. Zeya Mishal Rabbi Lazar Ben Tadoi, Chachamim, Vram, and they said, Enzi Yichud, it's not Yichud. Why? Because here we need that the Yichud be in front of two, and one in the morning, one in the afternoon, they don't join together. Nisiachti Mokate Be'ilah. Now, if they were together enough time in the room, that theoretically Biel could have taken place. We're afraid that we assume Biel took place, but we don't necessarily assume that Kiddushin took place. That is very strange. You know, what exactly we're talking about. The Gemara is going to discuss this. So I guess there's a Bryce, and then the Gemara is going to explain it. Rabbi Yosef, you don't matter. Avchishlam mishum kiddushin, we're also afraid because of kiddushin. Rabbi Yirmi put that's the brisa. Now, Rabbi Yirmi put the mastisa. Rabbi Yirmi explained the brisa as following, and then Rabbi Yosef is going to argue on the pshat. Rabbi Yirmi put the mastisa, explained the brisa, and the siachti mokadei bila. There are long enough time for the kadei bila. Chayshishlam mishum bilas nus. Then we assume they perhaps had bila, but it would be bias nus. Like vein chayshishlam mishum kiddushin bila. We don't consume that there was a kiddushin took place via this bila. Lo nisiachti mokadei bila. Now, if they weren't secluded long enough for bila to take place, ein chayshishlam mishum klum. We don't assume anything took place. Now, the truth is that the way the Pnei Moshe learns it, this is still talking about after a get, right? And we say, if they were went in just enough time for a bia, so then we just assume that bia, and not that he renewed his marriage contract with her, right? And if there were less time to even bia, so there's no, we don't assume anything took place. But I find that a little bit difficult, because why shouldn't we assume that he did it for purpose of kiddushin? So I actually think that this maybe is talking, and I could be totally wrong about this, but I actually think it's talking about a man and woman off the street. If they go in, they're secluded, could they be a, right? Okay? That's how I would learn it. That's not taking place after get, but it's taking place after, taking place just off the street, right? So to speak. So now, that the Rabbi Yossi Rida argues with Rabbi Yirmiyahu, it's a different pshat. Rabbi Yossi Rida Omer, Av Choshishim Mishum Kid, I'm sorry, Yossi Rida is from the Braisa. And Rabbi Yossi Rida says, this is all Rabbi Yirmiyahu speaking. I had stopped before we got to the end of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Yossi Rida Omer, Av Choshishim Mishum Kedushim Bila Wilson afraid. And no, maybe, again, according to the Pnei Moshe, after a get, that he renewed the marriage through the Bia. And according to the way I'm learning, that if a guy, a man and woman live together, that that generates kiddushin, as long as we know that. Now, this in fact was a famous shita of Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin held that if a man and woman live together, common law marriage, that's considered to be enough of a kiddushin to require a get, right? And it seems to be, it seems that this, the way I'm learning the Yerushalmi, it seems to be in essence that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Rav Moshe had a machlokas with him. Famous malokas, Rav Henkin, Rav Moshe. Rav Henkin had said they need a get, and Rav Moshe said they didn't need a get. Rav Henkin said need a get because common law marriage, mistama, they intended to contract the marriage between the two of them by living together. Rav Moshe said no, mistama, they didn't intend to contract the marriage by living together. In other words, why? Because they relied on the civil marriage, right? Well, actually, it's about civil marriage, not common law marriage. I take that back. They relied on the civil marriage. They didn't intend to make an additional kiddushin via the living together. Common law marriage, Itaka didn't discuss. Common law marriage would be a separate issue. There's a Rivash who says that if they're not makbin antaras hamishpacha, so we don't have to assume that they had a mind for the purpose of marriage either. Because that means they're willing to live in sin, so they're willing to live in sin altogether. But theoretically, Ayushami would be good, if the way I'm learning it, don't look like you're in pain.
Now have another civil marriage without having a divorce.
Kids and Mamzer. Could
I have
Hank in
the
R,
yeah?
I
heard that was the reason why
Ramesha
made this decision.
Ramesha, no, Ramesha didn't make the decision. That's Apikorsis. Ramesha couldn't make a decision because the kids would be Mamzer. Rather, he can make a decision based on logic and then say, and as a result, the kids are not Mamzer. Ramosha Feinstein would not have been Ramosha Feinstein, or he would have been a Rachman if he would do things like that. Rachman changes halach in order to prevent mamzer. Ramosha Feinstein, Paskin, then sometimes his psalkim prevented mamzerus. Okay?
We hold like
Ramosha. General psalk follows Ramosha in this area, that civil marriages do not change. The Rogachev is an interesting shita, which I don't think it's based on this Ujami, but Rogachev held that a common law marriage is a marriage, but it doesn't create mamzerus. In other words, it's like a lower form of marriage, right? From our Ujami, it sounds like it could theoretically be a full blown marriage. But the Rogachev held it was a lower form of marriage, like you have between two goyim. Right, two goyim, they don't have contract kiddushin, therefore there's no mamzerus by goyim. It's a lower form of marriage. So that was the Rogacharva's approach, which is interesting and unique, but that's not, doesn't seem to fit in the Shushami here. Anyway, again, it could be, I'm totally wrong, it could be this is Dafka talking about after a get took place and renewing a marriage. But if I'm right, then this is talking about even from scratch.
I mean, why would they just bring this out of the left field? Just two men and women walking off the street, what you're saying. But that's what you're saying.
Right. Well, it's clearly not a prostitute relationship. I have to clarify that.
I mean, that was not mentioned before.
No, it's not mentioned, but you're right. That's why the Pnei Moshe... Granted, could be Amro. That's why it's quite granted. Could be wrong. Now, all this was Rabbi Yirmiyahu's interpretation. Rabbi Yossi has a much more novel interpretation. Rabbi Yossi Patlam in Masnisa, he explains the price like this. If they spent enough time in seclusion to have relations, by the way, I think that the minimum amount is considered to be like 35 seconds, some extremely short period. So it's we assume that whatever time of relations they had were biaznus, ben koshin mishum kiddushin bevi'ila. And we don't assume that there were any kiddushin took place by the bia. What if they were not long enough? Could they be la? Ain't chashir lo, we don't even concern mishum kiddushim bekesef. You might think, okay, they didn't have enough time to be. It was only 10, 15 seconds. We're not 35. But maybe slipped a ring on her finger, right? Maybe he gave her a quarter. So maybe she's married to Kesef. So that says, Rabbi Yossi's interpretation, Rabban, we're not even afraid of Kiddusha Kesef. Rabbi Yossi or Yehuda Omer, Av Cheshishon Mishum Kiddushin B'Kesef. If they were secluded, but not long enough for Bia, so then we're afraid of Kiddusha Kesef. We're afraid that he gave her money inside. So everybody agrees in Rabbanon, both Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi agree in Rabbanon that the yichud in and of itself does not constitute kiddushin. Right? We assume that a bia took place, so we don't assume any kiddushin took place. And vice versa, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, I didn't get there again. I didn't get there yet. Sorry, I didn't read Rabbi Yossi Yehuda yet. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Omer. Oh no, I did read it. I'm sorry. According to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, there's a machlokas. In that Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, there's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says in Rabbi Yossi Yehuda that if they were secluded long enough for bia, then we say the bia was kiddushin. Okay, Rabbanan argue, but Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, the bia was kiddushin. According to Rabbi Yossi's interpretation, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, no. If they're secluded long enough for bia, they had bia, and that bia was not for the purpose of kiddushin. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, but we're afraid if they weren't secluded long enough for bia, that he gave her a ring, and there's a kiddushin kesef issue. It's a fascinating concept. I don't know exactly what the issue, but that's what it says. That's what he says. Yeah.
All is kedusha, or can
there be a concept? Well, I don't remember that for Yavos, but that certainly is what I do. But again, as I said, Paymotion and now Carbonator too would say that this is a story about Dafka after Get, which would make sense, because otherwise, if they were secluded for 10 seconds, why would you assume he gave her a ring? Right? Just because a man and woman are secluded for 10 seconds, why would you assume he gave her a ring? But according to you, they were married once before, and then he gave her a Get, so maybe you would assume there is a ring. Anyway, the sugya is sufficiently ambiguous that probably one could say anyway. Either way. I'm Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin said, turning the page, Asya the Beis Shammai Kurabona. Now, this is kind of going out of left field, but this is a case which comes in later on in Gittin. Beis Shammai says, if you're, I don't mention something about a case where you wrote your wife a divorce, but you made contingent, and then you had a seclusion with her, right? And then you need to write another get, right? But later on, we're going to have the case where you actually gave your wife a full get. You know, the way we described this in morning shiur last time, we were getting. You went to the CRC, which used to be on Peterson. And after you went to the CRC, gave your wife a get, you went into the patio motel or one of those other motels along Lincoln Avenue, right? So Beis Shammai says you don't need a second get because that's a bias nus, right? It's after the termination of marriage. Beis Hillel says you need a second get because we assume that if you went with her back into the motel, you probably had in mind to marry her again. Okay? So Beis Shammai is like Rabbanan that there's no intent to renew the marriage, right? And therefore you don't need a second get. Just over here, also like Rabbanan said over here, the bia is a bias nus. There's no bias kiddushin involved, right? What's going on in their minds? Because in the old days, we assumed everybody had Victorian sensibilities. You know, therefore, there's a legitimate possibility that if they're going to have relations, maybe they intend to contract marriage again. No.
What is the reason behind the rabbis?
Which rabbis? Who say it's not a marriage?
Yeah. So they don't intend to
marry. Oh, because they're just engaged in having a good time. There's some statistics I read years ago, I don't remember where it was, that there's an extremely high percentage of divorced couples who still engage in intimate relations even after they are divorced.
Really?
Yeah. Because until they get married. To some until they hook up with other people, so you know they're used to it, so they continue. So that's the question: is that considered to It's an amazing concept, but yeah, that's the way it works. So the question is that considered to consummate, you know, consecrate a new marriage or not? That's Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says it does not, and Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that holds it, it does, right? Says Gemara, Leida Mila, Amar Rabbi Lezer. Now this is, there's something completely missing from the book here, and the Shari Teres Yisrael says, this is talking about, this is not talking about our case. We're going about a new case here, or rather an old case, which I haven't discussed in a long time, because it's Masechet Ketubos. The halacha is, if you marry a woman, you don't actually become, because she doesn't actually become your full wife completely until nisuin, right? So chuppah, right? What happens when the father gives over his daughter to the emissaries of the husband? Okay? In other words, there wasn't actually a chuppah, didn't show up. What? After I finish here, thank you. What happens if, I'm not going to be able to talk and chew at the same time. So what happens if he gave over his wife, his daughter to the emissaries of the husband, not actual chuppah? So Rabbi Lezer says it's like chuppah. So what respect is like chuppah? Rabbi Lezer Mali Yorsha, if she drops dead now, her husband inherits her. Right? Now here we have to throw in a line. Roshim Ben Lakish, her husband can nullify her vows if she takes the vows. Now, the next two or three lines, I'm going to change them around. I'm just going to change the order like Shari Teres Yisrael turns it around. First he adds into a couple of other words. He says, V'ka'amau. Now let's bring it back to our Mishnah. You gave your wife a get, right? You said, it should be my get when I die from this illness. Me'ayoyim imezi. Rabbi Yehuda says she's still like an Eishes Ish for all matters. What does it mean? Is the same thing like Rabbi Lezer over there? Do we have the same machlokas we have there from Rabbi Lezer, whether it's for inheritance or for nullifying vows, or it's somehow a different parameter over here? In other words, where here she remains today, she's after the get, to what extent? So in that, Rabbi Zira says, min hadod etai, for that which you learned in this Tosefta. The Tosefta says, zakai bimtsiyoso maisiyadeh farafarnidareh, Divei Rabbi Huda. Okay, all this is not in our Gemara, but he tried to interpret it down that he gets what she finds and whatever she makes, and her and she can nullify her vows. Zosomeris that teaches us this is in our Gemara. She cases she to hold over. In fact, after this get, before he dies from this illness, she's like an eshes in all manners. She completely remains the status of wife. So says more now an interesting question. Mechapish tos Rabbi Yehuda, seems Rabbi Yehuda contradicts himself. Here Rabbi Yehuda says, until he dies, she remains an Eishes Ish, because he's still alive, so he's still married, right? Because he said, it's beget when I die from this illness, right? So we assume, as long as he's still alive, we say, it's an Eishes Ish, right? We have a famous shita, although it's not brought down here explicitly. We have a famous shita by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have Machlokas, do we prepare for him another wife or not? Because he has to have a wife. What happens if his wife drops dead? So Rabbi Yehuda says, we prepare him another wife before Yom Kippur. Right? So the question is here, in that case by Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yehuda is afraid that the wife's going to die. And therefore he says, we provide him another wife. But here, Rabbi Yehuda said what it says, we're not afraid that the husband's going to die, and therefore she's like an Eishes Ish altogether. Lekula and Lechumra. Why are we not afraid that any moment the guy is going to drop dead? And therefore she's not Eishes Ish. Says more, very nice and simple answer. Tama Mitziva Kam Biyochi. There, the entire kapar of the Kohen Gadol is contingent on the entire kapar of Am Yisrael. It's contingent on the Kohen Gadol having a wife, right? Here, it's just a personal thing between the two of them, right? So over there, since we're afraid that the guy, we take extra precautions, and we're a little paranoid that the wife might die. But over here, it's not so terrible, so therefore we assume the husband's not going to die, and we assume that they remain married in all ways, shape, and form. Okay? So it says, well, now the Gemara should now ask another question. The Ritbas throws in the change of gears here. We should have the following words. Vashkon Rabbi Machmir Yochi, we find Rabbi Yehuda is even concerned where it's an individual issue. The time we learn Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yushofer Kinim B'Yushalayim. There's a whole description of how many pushkas they had in the Beis HaMikdash. And one of them was the pushka in which they used to put money, every yoledes, every woman who gave birth would put money so that they would bring korbanos on her behalf. So he says there was no such thing. You know why? Because the money would get mixed up. Maybe one of the yolados, the woman who gave birth, would get died. And a woman who gives birth brings a chatos. And then, if she died before they brought a korban, some of the money would be the price of a chatos, which also must die. Because when a person who's liable to a chatos dies, the chatos must die with them, right? And that money mixed up with the other money, so that's a big no-no. We can't use any of that money. So then Ravina says, we're afraid maybe one of the oledes who put money in the pushka this morning is going to die by that evening. Because every day they used to clean out the pushkas, right? And therefore, that's going to make a problem. So we see Ravina, even by individuals, is concerned, because that's not about a whole seaboard. Individuals, Ravina is also concerned maybe the woman will die, right? So it says, so the Gemara doesn't really give an answer. But the Mefarshim on the bottom say that the answer is obvious. The answer is that there are many women's monies who are put together, right? So therefore, for the other women's benefit, we're afraid. We have to make sure that that whole money of the whole day goes to loss, and they are stuck. They never brought korbanos, right? So therefore, there we're concerned. We don't according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because it's not our entire community, but it's a bunch of women, so therefore we're concerned. Okay. Says more, be Lisa Mao. Now, what if somebody else had relations with, changing tax a little bit? What happens if somebody else had relations with this woman? She got a get, but the get was contingent on her husband's death, which hasn't yet occurred, right? So somebody else had relations with this woman. East tiny tiny be losa be brua. Some say her bia is clear. Now, clear here doesn't mean what clear usually means. Clear, he means unclear. But vistayitay bilos asavik, some say her bia is questionable. So what's between clear and questionable? If I tell you that here clear means unclear, I'll tell you. Ma'ana v'ilos abrua means it's boner maybe oshem toli. It's clear that we don't know if there's an aver involved or not. And whenever we don't know if there's an aver involved or not, we bring what? An oshem toli, which is brought in a questionable aver. So that's a clarity of questionability. Okay? It's like the Rabbi Yosher Ber's famous word, it's actually the Ritva, that Bein HaShmoshos is a din safek. You know, it's a definite safek. Here too, it's a definite safek, right? So to a man might be lost, maybe I shouldn't tell you. Man might be lost, he says to be as questionable, holds that we don't know a carbon to bring. We can't bring a carbon with any definitives. And therefore, if the guy dies, so the one who had relations with the wife is potter, because retroactively it became clarified that the get was valid. Lo meis, if the guy never dies, because he rises from this illness and dies for some other cause, so there's no continuity. So then maybe chatos to bring a chatos. So there's no definite Hashem Toli. It's always a question until you see how that scenario plays itself out, whether it's altogether off the hook or chatos has to be brought. And we will stop here for today.